following is an excerpt from the CloverTac Histogram Live, November 3rd, 2018. We talked with Austin Roberts from GunStreamer concerning the GunStreamer YouTube merger.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. We're playing around with Instagram. Still yesterday or a few days ago, I'd never even brought anybody into an Instagram, so.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, apparently you can only have two, I guess.
Well, good to be on here with you.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, so we wanted to convey a little information.
Yeah?
Let you guys know about a few features. First of all, obviously kind of the elephant in the room is the merger. We made a decision. There was a lot of thought behind it and a lot of purpose, and we made the decision to pull out of the merger because we felt that we could better focus on GunStreamer, on the content creators, than sort of the time it was taking and the energy that it was taking to work out the merger. So that's kind of something that we had to do, you know, given that this company is really kind of in its birthing period, if you will. And so we really felt that our attention and our focus was better served towards just making GunStreamer thrive and supporting the content creators. So that's where that decision came from. It was a tough decision. We still very much respect the Utah Gun Exchange and the YouTube team, and we wish them the best. So that's kind of where all that came from and how we came to that decision. But we are still the same team, and we will be moving forward full force. So that's where we're at. Did you have any questions about that situation to begin with?
Not particularly. Like I said, I found it kind of weird because I just talked to Sam last week, and I had never talked to Sam before.
Right.
So I had been in touch with Sam many times.
Yeah.
Which he apologized for. Seemed like a good dude. You know, seemed like a straight up guy.
Yeah.
And usually I'm a pretty good judge of character. Only a few people have fooled me, so. But I mean, he didn't let on that, you know, the merger thing was going to fall through or, you know, anything like that. I didn't give any sense of anything like that. So kind of blindsided me a little bit when I seen it.
Well, we actually, he didn't know at the time.
Not that I was surprised, because I've been pretty vocal for a while that Streamer is better in pretty much every single way than Huge. It's branded better, it's more focused, it's, you know, there's just a lot of things that I'm seeing, and that's from the outside looking in, obviously, and not privy to a lot of information that you probably know, and I'm sure Sam knows. So, but that's just a view I've got, probably like everybody else out here has got, you know, just looking.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of conversations that we have. There's a lot of things that kind of happen under wraps between the business and whatnot. But this was a decision on our part, and we made it, and we're going to stick with it, and we're going to do our best. And I appreciate your guys' support. We all do here, and we love it. We actually absolutely love your support. So we're going to keep. We're going to keep doing what we do and try to make the best of it.
Right.
Now,
there was a couple of questions there. One having to do with the mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
And it being more friendly to creators. Is that something that's higher up on the list than when we talked last?
Well, actually, there are some things in line first. To be specific about it, making the videos more mobile friendly or friendly to networks that are slower, per se. Essentially, there are videos that are uploaded in high quality, and it makes it harder for slower networks to stream them. So that's a big focus of ours is making the video library workable more on the app, actually, but on mobile browsers, slower networks, that kind of thing. And then streaming is obviously one of our highest priorities right now, and we're trying to find solutions for that. And we're trying to develop solutions for that as well. The app, I think the app will grow, and we will build on the app as time goes on. We know that the app is more geared towards the viewer right now. Things like uploading videos directly to the app, that's, you know, that's something that we can work on. But some of those features aren't the top of our list right now. The website is very mobile friendly. And I'm not sure if any of you have tried uploading from the from the website. Okay.
I have. The streamer promo trailer thing, whatever that I did, I uploaded that from the web browser, from the mobile browser. And I didn't have any problems.
No problems?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good to hear.
It worked great.
So we know, yeah, so we know that the app is more geared towards the viewer right now.
That's not as convenient as an app, but it was fine. There was no issues with it. So.
Right.
And
well, we have... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, we have a lineup of all the features, as I'm sure you can understand. All the development features. Very top of the list right now is we're actually releasing a new theme on the website, getting the video quality more available for networks, and live streaming. So that's kind of the top of our list right now. And what I want to do is build that feature list into the website so that content creators and viewers can kind of vote on what they want most. You know, because we have an idea of what we think you guys want the most, but if we get sort of the general public's opinion, then we can get to work on those things right away.
Well, I think it's safe to say I need live streaming yesterday. Actually, I need it a week ago.
Yeah.
It's killing me.
Live streaming is a beast. Live streaming is a very tough issue to figure out, to handle. It's likely going to be very expensive. It's likely going to take a lot of development time, but it's right up there at the top of our list.
Well, have you looked over at the GunTube platform at all?
Yes. Yeah, and I've seen how the
we have live,
the live stream
through that.
Yeah, that works off of YouTube, though, doesn't it? It works off of the YouTube live streaming? No?
No, I couldn't tell you how it works. I think it might work somehow through Hangouts, but not YouTube.
Yeah, through Hangouts. Okay. Well, we'll have to look into that, and we might have to contact him. And
that would be fine, and let me tell you why. That would be fine if there was a way to get the APIs hooked up, whatever you need to do that. That would be fine because when you get your suspension like I'm under, you're suspended from going live on YouTube, not from using Google Hangouts.
Right, okay.
If there was, yeah, was an integration in somehow, in, and that may be an easier route to go temporarily until you could build your own live streaming system out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because if he was able to do it over there on GunTube, he's one dude and he's been doing it with open source stuff. So I wouldn't think it would be too difficult. Now, that being said, I'm sure, you know, not to knock that his platform or the stuff he's done, of course, but I'm sure that the traffic demand is different. And I mean, that could be an issue. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to look a little deeper into that and maybe actually reach out to him and have some conversations. And maybe kind of try to figure out how that works, maybe as something, I don't want to use the word band-aid, but maybe something that we can use as the interim to getting like something as featured as the YouTube video or YouTube live stream.
Right.
So, but I want to let you guys know about a couple of features that we have just released. I heard what you and Ghost were saying about the importing and how it happens a lot quicker now. We've changed the way that the importer works, and actually what it does is it allows the video to go live and or imported on GunStreamer instantly, and then it actually queues a task to grab the video from YouTube, which is kind of technical, I know, but one of the features that comes from what we've developed into that is the auto importing. So we're going to send an email to all the content creators letting them know about this auto importing feature. And essentially what it does is it runs a ping against YouTube for your channel. And if you upload something new on YouTube, it'll automatically come into GunStreamer.
Sweet.
So the content creators, you guys don't have to do any more work for that. And we're kind of excited about that. We have a few channels that it's been running on for kind of a test period. Let's see. Am I still live?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a battery notification and it kind of froze up.
Yeah. Second, but you're good.
Yeah, so we're going to try to build a form so that anyone can try to apply for auto importing. But say, like, if you wanted it, anytime you upload something to YouTube and make it live or make it not private status on YouTube, I guess, GunStreamer will automatically import it for you. So you don't have to worry about, you know, handling that every time. It just kind of takes a step out of the picture for you guys. Because I know you guys upload your content to, you know, sometimes more than 10 websites.
At this point, yeah. 20-something, yeah.
20-something. See, so I don't want you guys to forget about GunStreamer. That's not the point, right? We just want to make it easier for you.
That's not happening. I mean, the only way I forget about you, this is going to be blunt, but it's the truth, is if you forget about me.
Well, that's not going to happen. So,
I mean, yeah. But I think
there's
probably a lot of them out there in the chat that I'm sure they feel exactly the same way. So,
yeah, that's great to hear.
The way it is now, I mean, it being able to auto import, that would be awesome, and not have to even worry about it. That would be cool. I'm not going to lie. But the way it's set up now is easier than most because you don't have to re-upload.
Right.
That's one of the challenges that I face now. See, with live, I didn't have to worry about that, right? Run 4 live shows a week, have guests on, it all be structured, do what I need to do. Then once it's done, push that replay across to GunStreamer, push it across to podcast platform, whatever I needed to do, right? And it was upload involved because my internet here sucks. Well, now I'm in a situation to where pretty much everything I'm going to have to do from here on out is going to have to be produced and uploaded, right? So it's going to literally have to be uploaded everywhere. It can't be sucked over from YouTube. And
right.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? I mean, you fight them is one thing you do, which I've been trying to do. And then got to bob and weave. You got to mix up your game. It's an opportunity. For me, it's an opportunity to try to do something a little different. Some people out there are not going to be happy with it. Some people are very YouTube-centric. And I get that. And they're like, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on that. And I get it. But at the end of the day, I had no control over that, and I've got to do what I've got to do. So,
right. Well, once again, you know, we appreciate all of your support. We see everything coming through. I know sometimes we're busy, and we try to be as responsive to you guys as we can be. We absolutely love the promotion you're running right now, or the giveaway that you're running right now.
I wish it was better. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what's up. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about this, because to me, numbers don't really matter. I've known this for a long time. Numbers are a perception thing. People go and they look and they say, oh, this channel has X number of subs. Oh, this channel has X number of followers or whatever. This has X number of views. Well, you could have 100,000 views and 999,999 of what they didn't even watch it all the way through, whatever it was, right? They could click the first 10 seconds long enough to register a view. So, you know, it's hard to gauge things by subs. And even subs, I mean, there are channels out there that I see all the time that have, you know, 100,000 subs, you know, even a million, I've seen it, subs. And then they do some type of a live stream and they're pulling maybe a few hundred people, you know. That's a engagement when you look at it realistically, right?
Right.
I don't like to get tied up in the numbers. With that said, I thought, if I do a giveaway, surely that'll bolster my sub numbers. Not so much. I don't know. I'm going to push it out again. I'll push out another Instagram and do some more stuff here in the next few days and see what happens. But I like giving stuff away anyway. So, and I get stuff. You know, I call it the prize vault, but I get stuff laying around that, you know, sits around here, and I need to do something with it. So why not give it away? You know, at the end of the day, it's more about being able to give stuff away, really, than it is to get subs or whatever. But I have noticed that with Gunstreamer, that, I don't know, it just seems, me and my channel, it seems hard to get subs over there. And I don't know why. I mean, the views are not altogether horrible. Like, for example, I don't know how many that video's got now, but it's got way more views than subs. And when you think about it, you would think, okay, if people watched this and they wanted to win that, you would have thought they would have subbed, right?
it's a
weird dynamic. But.
It's always kind of a strange thing. We've actually noticed that. Really a lot of our traffic sometimes depends on what YouTube is doing, right? And when YouTube does something, waves come out of their motions that, you know, we all kind of ripple off of. The growth of our viewership really kind of depends sometimes on what YouTube is doing. You know, we have advertised things as well that we thought were going to go well, campaigns that we thought were going to go well that didn't, and then we had some small random social posts that went crazy. So it really is kind of a strange thing. It's a learning game and an adaptation game.
Yeah, it's a very fickle mistress indeed. It's hard trying to, like, right now. You know, I started this off talking about Instagram. I've got, you know, I'm up like 150 followers or something in the last 3 days or something. I mean, and until then I had, I don't even know what I was at follower-wise, but I mean, I don't know how long I've had my Instagram, I should say. And yet, you know, I'm up like, it's insane the amount of the followers I brought on and I went back, I've looked at analytics, I've looked at posts, I've tried to figure out what I did, you know, can I duplicate that lightning strike, right? And I'm still followers, which I'm grateful for, but it'd be nice to know why, right? Because to me, it's not necessarily that I want to do that and keep that going, but if I'm doing something that people enjoy enough to click follow or sub or, you know what I'm saying? Then I want to be able to repeat that for those people that's what they want to see, obviously.
Right.
So it's market research, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Well, we're hoping to help you out with some of that as well. I don't know exactly where it exists on the priority list right now, but we'd like to get further in depth into the analytics of the videos so that, you know, content creators can see exactly how long people are watching or a little bit more in depth into what is happening with their videos per se.
Well, just you know, we access to that sub list would be, that would be huge.
Yeah, actually, when you sent us an email about that, we kind of discovered how easy it would be to get you the spreadsheet that you need at the end of the giveaway.
Right.
And given how easy that is, I think it will be also relatively easy for us to publish that data to the content creators. So you can see who is subscribed to you and when they subscribe.
Right.
So, you know, we have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of work to do, especially now with us leaving or pulling out of this merger. It's not going to get easier for us, but we're working every day for it.
Well, I mean, I can't say it enough. I mean, you're off to a great start. You've done, I think there's very few things that I can think of. I mean, anything that, you know, myself, Ghost, G-Webs, I know is one that, that's talked with you guys a lot. And anything, I mean, we feel bad a lot of times when we say something because it's so freaking nitpicky, man.
No.
It's not a major thing that, you know, and because that's a good thing that we don't have major complaints. So,
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is when we come to you and we complain with nitpicky stuff, understand it's because you're doing so well that we don't have anything else to complain about. So,
well, no, it's, and we don't feel that it's nitpicky. If we didn't have your guys' feedback, then we wouldn't really have anything to go off of. You know, we thrive on having that feedback and we need it. So, you know, we don't take any of the feedback and sort of shrug it off or think strangely of it. We appreciate it. We really do. And I think that you guys know that because we try to express very much how important the content creators are to us. And that's something that we don't ever want to lose. So.
Right. Yeah, because there's, you know, it's sad to say, but I think that we're moving more and more to a place that, you know, there's going to be a need for GunStreamer. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's not at this point, and I talked to Sam about that with you as well. You know, at this point, you know, he was of the mind, and he pulled back, asked me, he said, are you under the impression, or do you know anybody that is under the impression that YouTube wants people to quit other platforms and only come to YouTube? And I said, no, I've never gotten that feeling from the company. And I said, the people I talked to, they don't feel that YouTube is pushing that either. And he said, good, because that's not what we're about. We want you to have an alternative. We want you to have another place. And I know that we've had the conversation with that before with a couple of videos and stuff I put up that I wasn't entirely comfortable putting them on GunStreamer because they were more YouTube centric. You know, and y'all were totally okay with that. And you know, I appreciate those that run platforms that understand the creators need to be diversified. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like I said, I think that it's coming to a point that, you know, while now GunStreamer may not be an absolute necessity, you know, with some of the things going on, it could very well be. You know, I'm hearing of, you know, different issues. You've got issues anyway with like 430, for example. You know, that's a players club type, you know, click situation with that. I don't think that'll ever be open to little guys that are out here. And then, you know, the shenanigans, that's the best way to put it, over at YouTube, whether they're, you know, intentional or AI driven or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But with no recourse, you know, two more strikes and my channel's gone at this point, right? And I got a strike for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
Find zero reason, and I've been a huge talking about YouTube policy and you can do this and you can do that. And there's a reason I'm not live streaming on my B channel over there right now. I know tons of people do it. But if you go read their policy, it says circumventing a ban from live streaming is punishable by them deleting your entire account, basically them kicking you off the platform completely.
Right.
And I just don't want to risk it. I put too much into brand and what I do and everything else.
Yeah.
I understand that dozens, if not hundreds, of people do it every day. But yeah, I mean, when you're basically three strikes away and, you know, the umpire is getting paid under the table to make calls on you or whatever, you know, it's a bad situation.
Yeah, that's true. And the really strange thing about that is that people who you would think support these types of channels and support this type of content, you would think that they would throw all of their support at something that could be more of a long-term solution, like any of these other platforms.
Ghost said, what happened? We run up against our hour, man. Got an hour on the Instagram. That's it.
Okay.
And it didn't warn me until like 30 seconds out, and you were talking, and I'm like,
oh, sorry.
Let's go get done and all that kind of stuff. That didn't work well. Anyway, go ahead with what you were saying.
So I guess I was saying that when people aren't feeling immediately threatened, they sort of forget, and they just kind of let YouTube keep running its course. And it's unfortunate because I think too many people forget that things are changing at YouTube, and they're going to change, and that's almost a fact, right? That's almost a certainty. I don't think that we should be sort of standing by and waiting for it to happen. You know, you have your one strike, and I know that was very important to you, especially to leave live or to not have live streaming for 3 months. You know, but some people don't have a strike yet, or some people received a strike many months ago and just kind of keep treading that line, you know, and just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. But you know, the reality, I think, in the end is going to be that they're going to kick them all off. You know, that's why we started this platform. We're very passionate about that, and we sort of feel that a lot of other people should be also, but some people just kind of forget. So that's the unfortunate thing.
I tend to take that a little further, Austin. I don't necessarily see a Second Amendment, you know, gun content threat with YouTube, even a conservative threat with YouTube. YouTube, because they're already positioning themselves and making the moves, is I see them moving into a Roku, Netflix, you know, Hulu style work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pay to play, you know, it's pretty apparent they don't care about smaller creators, even smaller creators that are consistently putting out content, that are following the rules, that have engaged audiences, so forth and so on, right? They don't care. And when I say small, I even mean with potentially several hundred thousand subscribers. So I really think that more than they're just going to completely pull the plug on gun and conservative content and stuff like that, I think that, honestly, they're moving in a direction where it'll be, you know, all you're going to see on there is movie stars. All you're going to see on there is really huge channels that have already cut YouTube original content deals.
Mm-hmm.
And their Red series, their, you know, like Cobra Kai, for example, which I've yet to watch. But, I mean, supposedly it's got great ratings, but, you know, I don't know that I want to support, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I'm watching that mess. But anyway, that was huge, even worldwide. You know, they moved into, it's so much about their golden boys. What was it that, was it Jake Paul or Logan Paul or whichever one of them, and KSI had the boxing match recently. They did streamed live and
right
dollars off of that, and you know, yeah. They're really focused on the big talent, big money is where their focus is at, and
right.
It didn't start out that way. You know, it was YouTube for a reason.
Yeah.
And they've just grown until that way, and I don't see them slowing down.
See them slowing down, and my biggest,
but the necessity for GunStreamer is, you know, it's going to get to the point where the necessity, honestly, for a place like YouTube is because there's eventually going to be a place needed, period, for the small creator, regardless of your political leaning and regardless of what your content is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, regardless of the political leaning, yes, they focus far too much on their top 1% content creators, right? And they give them all the perks, and they give them all the features, and they give them the highlight. You know, but on top of that, my concern with the company is the political leaning, and I think that's where all this kind of comes from. And we kind of sat down at one point, and we just decided that we had to do this. You know, some other people have stood up and started what they think the world needs right now, and I commend them for it. And I commend the huge guys, the huge tube guys. So, you know, someone has to do it, and we're one of the crowd that thinks that we have to do it, and honestly, we're just going to give it our best shot. We have built a crowd now of roughly 400 content creators, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of every one of you guys, and we're sort of chomping at the bit for the feedback, and we're working our asses off, but we're having a lot of fun, and we just really think this needs to be done, if that makes sense.
Just curiosity for those out there, it's definitely a wondering I have. Any idea how many views across the platform there's been on Streamer?
How many views?
Across the platform?
I really don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but it's in the millions.
Yeah.
Wait. Probably less than 10 million, but it's in the millions.
And there's a large number that you don't have to be you don't have to be signed up to view, right?
You don't have to be signed up to view, no.
Just to stuff and comment and all that.
Right.
So how many... Do you know what percentage of the accounts are actually uploading content?
Yeah. So actually, the majority of our viewers don't have accounts. We get a lot of people that come in and view a video or view a couple of videos in a week or so, but they haven't actually signed up. The percentage of accounts that are uploading videos is roughly, I don't know, 8 to 10% maybe of accounts.
Wow. Okay. It seems like, and that this is, I'm not judging or reading anything into anything, it seems like it's higher than that for some reason.
A percent of accounts that are uploading? Yeah, I would think that it might seem like that.
That feel, you know.
Yeah, I think what we're probably a little bit low on is the comments and the likes, and then of course the subscribes, because you do have to have an account to subscribe. So I think there's probably a way that we could market having an account better. And that's probably something that both our platform and the content creators would benefit from.
You institute something like a Patreon style system to where creators could upload videos, but you had to have an account to view said video?
I don't know. We haven't really kind of run that through as a possibility. Are you picturing something where the content creator would decide if users could view it as a signed up user or not?
I'm thinking yes, but then again, I don't work anymore either. So, but I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, something like where you've got, you know, public, unlisted, whatever, private, you know, something that's maybe another category, and only people that are signed up on the GunStreamer system,
right,
you know, can view that.
Right.
That would allow us as creators, say, check out this video, you know, oh, by the way, you're not signed up, you know,
got to sign up,
you know, that thing. So that could be something. I don't know how hard that would be to implement. It may be something that is insane to try to do. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there as an idea that would kind of help us help you to sign more people up for the platform.
Right, right. Yeah, it's an interesting idea. Like I said, I don't think we've really kind of run through that scenario. I don't think it would be very difficult to implement. We'll have to kind of put that on the list and think about where we can fit that in or something, and see if that's worthwhile for us in the short term. We are working on a few little sort of some quick wins, where at least the content creator can add links to their website or links to their Patreon, and hopefully maybe even a place where they can put like a Patreon donate link on their videos or on their channel or something like that. But yeah, that's kind of an interesting thought. I don't know that I've heard of something like that specifically.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I know G-Webs had mentioned that he met with you guys, and I think y'all entered or something. He didn't go into great detail, but that was one of the things he said he did mention, was the ability to, you know, add some type of a Patreon, because for a lot of us,
right,
that's our soul, honestly, our soul's revenue, to be able to try to buy cameras or go on trips or do what we've got to do, pay museum admissions and whatever we need to do, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's definitely something. And I talked to Sam about that too, so that's one thing. I mean, I know we've got, we've only got an hour, so we probably don't need to keep you too terribly long, but that's something I talked to Sam about. Sam actually asked me, I talked to him last week, he brought up monetization. And I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told him, because I don't think we've talked about that, and I want you to know where I stand. And I'm okay with everybody else out there knowing where I stand too. For a very long time, people became very, very complacent with suckling at the teeth of YouTube, and basically just getting money for uploading a video to a platform. And I think that makes people lazy. So for you to institute some type of a monetization, advertising, whatever system that basically just pays me for the amount of views I can get on a video, I can honestly at this point care less if you ever put that into play. And I think that most people that are serious about creating content are going to tell you the same thing. it's, you know, there's plenty of other avenues out there that if you're willing to do the work, you can generate revenue pretty easily. So,
right.
I say that to you because that's something that I would hope that honestly you don't have really high on the priority list. Now, ads and support as far as keeping the platform going and upgrading the platform as far as your revenue and being able to do what you need to do to keep the site up, yes, 100% on board. Do what you got.
Right.
But as far as filtering that down to the creators, I would say that needs to be fairly low on the realistic list of priorities.
Yeah, there's a few ways that conversation can go, and that is something that we have thought about quite a bit. And I really think that when we get to developing these features for monetization, that there are a lot of sort of new and innovative ways that we can do that that aren't the standard YouTube method of just playing the video ads and having ads on the side, right? I think there's a lot of room for growth as far as monetization goes, both for keeping the platform sustainable, but if we are able to provide enough for ourselves to keep the platform running, we feel that, you know, we're going to give back to the content creators inevitably, because the content creators are really kind of keeping us afloat. The content creator, you know, the viewers are what's bringing in the money per se, but the content creators are why the viewers are here.
Right.
So it's, you know,
situation that if you basically start a pay-per-view, and I don't mean pay-per-view like Mike Tyson boxing match, but a pay-per-view type situation, and you may be looking at, like you said, other avenues, other ways of doing things and thinking outside the box, that would be good. The pay-per-view thing, that creates a situation to me where people start trying to game the system, right?
Right.
They're searching for views. They throw out whatever, you know, it's not about any type of quality of content, even honesty in the content.
Right.
They're simply chasing views for the sake of the money.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think that's a high possibility, if not inevitable, for that type of situation.
Maybe, like you say, there may be some out-of-the-box thinking that can be done.
Yeah.
To come up with another system and make it work.
Right.
What cup do you have, by the way? Ashley was saying that I like your cup.
Oh. This cup?
There you go.
Yeah, it's just one of those mugs.
Charge royalties on that, by the way.
What's that?
I may have to charge you royalties for that.
Yeah. It's got a lot of... I told you before, I'm quite Irish myself. Anyway, so yeah, there's a couple of the features that we have been working on. We have really kind of, I don't want to say slowed down or lost time, because this whole merger situation was a very big learning experience for us. Both parties, I believe. I don't want to speak for the Utahgon Exchange or the YouTube team, but you know, I'm grateful to have a relationship with them. We decided that we're going to do this on our own, but we have made very little progress in the form of technology in the last 3 months. But that's going to change. So we're really kind of hitting the ground running. I mean, even since we decided that the merger wasn't a great fit for us at this particular time, that was very recent. And in a very short amount of time, we were able to whip up the auto importing feature. Things like that are just going to come they're just going to keep on coming out from now on. So we're very excited to kind of hit the ground running on that front.
You said that you haven't done a lot in the tech area or whatever lately. Sam had told me, he's like, well, they come out of the box with a really good front end. We came out of the box with a really good back end. And for those out there that are watching or whatever that doesn't know what that means, layman terms, the front end is what you see, what you use, what you click on. The back end is the databases and, you know, all the other junk that makes the front end work, right?
Right.
But lately, and I would sort of agree with that early on, in maybe even before the whole talk of the merger. But it seems like y'all's back end has gotten better. I can't tell that from, you know, it's hard to tell that from just the front end, but y'all have improved that, correct?
Yes, we have.
Right.
We had been working on the back end throughout the summer. A lot of these features kind of go hand in hand. For instance, the auto importing feature is more of a back end feature, right? It's not something you see. It's not something part of the website that you use. But we're going to be moving very fast here now. We're going to be very focused on both the back end and the front end. So you're going to see a lot of front-end updates. The website is going to look a lot more modern. It's going to be easier to use and navigate. It's going to be easier on the eyes. That's going to be coming out very soon. We've sort of been working on that here and there, and it's going to be improved quite a bit. But at the same time, we are very much strengthening the back end. We have been making it better. We've been improving things on the back end. And I really don't think any of that should be a concern for, I would say, relative competitors to sites like ours. We have a lot of good things coming out of the box here pretty soon. So, it's pretty exciting. But yes, we have been working on the back end. We have been working on certain things that have been requested here and there along the way. We were able to make, in the middle of the merger, we were able to make a new app release that included the playlists and the publication statuses. And those are kind of some of the things we've been working on all throughout this whole time. But I would say that it had been kind of slowed down, if that makes sense. Not anymore. So,
yeah, something I've noticed with the app, and I don't know if it's the app or my phone or what kind of craziness it can be, but is the app real time, or is there like some type of a refresh or something with that?
Well, okay, so
it seems like the app is always off kilter as far as view counts and trending,
yeah,
and things than the actual website is.
Yeah, I can explain how that works. So everything you see in the app is based off of an indexing engine. We use the indexing engine for search, or we used it primarily initially for searching videos and whatnot, but we ended up using that same indexing engine in the app. And those indexes for view counts don't get updated real time, and we're working to change that. We're working to change it so that the indexes come in and then the views come straight from the database, so that the views come in instantly. So yes, you're right, the view counts don't get updated instantly, but also what happens is when we import videos from YouTube, we queue task to bring the video from YouTube. But while that task has not completed, the video doesn't get indexed. So you wouldn't see that video on the app until we actually pulled the video from YouTube and host the video on our servers. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a lag there, but we're very much improving how that whole process works. And part of that came with the auto importer. All of that's going to happen a lot faster. And we're thinking about displaying videos on the app outside of the indexing service, so that the videos would come from, we would see them from sort of our back end or from the database, and they would show up on the app instantly. If that makes sense. Sorry, I don't mean to get too technical on this, but.
No, yeah, I understand. No, that explains it, I think, well enough. And it wasn't a huge problem. And part of the reason it wasn't a huge problem is the app is primarily a viewer resource anyway.
Right, that's right.
As a creator, you're on there and you're like, you know, you may jump on and go, okay, well, I shared this 6 places and I've got no views. It hasn't changed.
Right.
But a viewer is not going to be concerned with that. So it's really not going to matter.
Right.
Yeah,
and also I was able to check out your video a couple days ago from Instagram. I believe Ashley was on the video commenting while you had it, but it was a good watch. It was good to listen to, and you guys know that we appreciate your feedback, and we're here for you guys. I appreciate everything you said, Ghost. That you know, you have our backs and you're here with us, and we appreciate that so much. And sorry to kick you off, Ghost.
it's blame Instagram, you know?
Yeah, we'll blame Instagram.
It's Zuckerberg's fault, man. Zuckerberg.
Right. But I do got to take off here. I do really appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for coming on. And if you're welcome anytime. I'm probably going to start doing this. I used to do what we call the lawn chair chats.
Okay.
Back in the day. And, since can't do anything on YouTube and this is sort of limited, I think we're going to kind of get back to that. So if you see me on and you want to and give an update or whatever, just know how to do it. So
awesome.
Be glad to have you on.
Well, that's kind of what happened tonight. You know, we saw you jump on, and you and Ghost Tactical were kind of asking questions, or you saw us jump on, and we were asking a few questions about Glenn Streamer, so we figured we'd jump on and clear some things up.
Somebody had asked our opinion literally 10 seconds before you popped up.
Okay.
Like, well, speak of the devil, there's, there he is right there, or one of them.
Yeah.
You know, we're never completely sure if it's you or Ashley or Paul or who it actually is, but you know, we knew it was one of you. So,
yeah.
No, we appreciate you coming in and explaining everything. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll catch you later.
All right. Thanks again. We'll talk to you later.